an overview of what collectivization was and what the results were. Now, Stalin is today obviously considered quite extreme. Stalinism is considered a very extreme policy, and it's assumed that Stalin, from the beginning, wanted to force collectivization and did not mind being a tyrant in order to achieve what he wanted to achieve, which many assume is power. He wanted to become the most powerful person in the Soviet Union. However, at the time, in 1928 and early 1929, Stalin's views were actually quite moderate. For example, Stalin argued that Bukharin's advocacy of a free market to encourage the peasants to sell their surplus was too capitalist and was equally harmful to the policy of the new economic policy as the more extreme compulsion that was advocated by the left. So he was taking a middle road position, and at the time this was considered moderate by people in the party. And at this time, Stalin did not argue for compulsion for collectivization. He argued that collectivization should only happen as the peasants wanted to voluntarily join the movement for collectivization. Stalin said NEP means the freedom of the market within certain limits, but safeguarded by the regulating role of the state. And again, this was a moderate position. He argued that for NEP to work, there couldn't be complete free play of prices, as he said, on the market, as is normal in capitalist countries, but there had to be some amount of price movement. Two sides must remain: the side directed against the more extreme war communist positions, which were complete full collectivization, complete full socialization of everything, and on the other side, force against the complete freedom of trade. So for NEP to work, there had to be a prevention of too much of an extreme movement towards markets and also too much of an extreme movement towards full socialization. Stalin was a moderate, and this is also shown by the differences between Stalin and Bukharin, or rather, the lack of differences. Stalin did not differ from Bukharin on either their views on collectivization or on their views of free markets. It was actually their approach to how to deal with the peasants that was the main difference between the two. Stalin argued that given a sufficient amount of supervision, the experiment that had been started under war communism could be repeated again and more successfully. He believed that the state, if it could supervise the peasants and could help the peasants to take the right decisions, then the war communism experiment could be repeated now in 1928, when they had had a period of new economic policy and had advanced somewhat, and it could be successful. Whereas Bukharin was concerned that the peasants were not going to voluntarily join the experiment, and that the state was too weak to be able to encourage that experiment along. The state was stronger now in 1928 than it had been under war communism. Stalin believed that it would be possible, and it is unlikely, so historians say, that he actually planned to use the full power of the state to coerce the peasants, as actually occurred. That was done more out of expediency and necessity, given the conditions, given the response that the peasants actually had.